Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. This week we are joined by a fantastic guest. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Becky Lucas, hello.
You're lying. You are not excited. You're hungover.
Don't lie to your listeners. Look, if I think this level of energy that I'm bringing is actually quite impressive because I think it is driven by excitement.
Oh. True, yeah.
Because before you got here, I couldn't be anything other than horizontal.
you were lying on my couch. Oh, sorry, the couch of the pod loft.
It's so hard when you're hungover because you know, I think when you're younger, you're like, it's a hangover. It's like a part of life. And then you realize as you get older, like, oh no, I poisoned myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm on my way to death. You actually are. Yeah. Your body's shutting down.
Literally alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've poisoned all your major organs and shit. It's so scary.
Yeah, not great. Well, I did say it's self-inflicted.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still, that's even worse. Like, why am I doing this to myself? Do I need to, you know, look at the reasons?
Yeah.
No,
think
not
about
right
my
now.
Life a bit. No, I'll do that later. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. This last night was one of two nights that I've drunk.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
That's pretty good for a comedy festival.
I would cop that. I'd cop two bad hangovers instead of just, I just feel, I drink every night anyway. I've got a problem. I really do need to sort it out. But I drink every night. So it's like every day I'm just like, oh, like feels so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just varying degrees.
I tend to have a like cloudy. A few drinks like during the year whenever I'm running my rooms, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights. And sometimes like a Friday night I'll help out in another room and then have like drinks at each one of those. And I'm like, is that too much?
Well, it just seems like the norm. Maybe. Like it really, to me to not have a drink, I'm like, oh, like I think I had a couple, maybe a night last week, but it's so rare for me to have because, you know, even if I'm at home, it's like I have a wine with dinner or.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
But I do think comedy definitely fuels alcoholism. Oh. Like of all of the industries.
100%. Yeah. It's because you do 90% of your work in a bar.
Yeah. Like,
and not working in that bar. So because bar staff at least aren't allowed to drink during their shifts.
Well, technically,
whatever. Whereas comics will get paid in booze. Like,
I know.
If you're not drinking, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like your 5-minute set is worth more than a fucking Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. If I don't have a beer, I've wasted my night.
Yeah.
But yeah, also like things happen where you need a drink. Like last night I needed to bring the fire because I was DJing Trades Hall. Yeah, I had to bring the fire. I was DJing Trades Hall Tradey Tuesdays, which is like this event that happened. It's not really an event. I'm making it sound like Coachella. It's not Coachella.
This season.
It's the biggest night of the festival.
I was so excited to go. I clicked attending.
You can only have one plus one because it's very exclusive.
Yeah.
And so I actually didn't find out until about 10 minutes before my DJ spot that I was DJing. So
great.
Also, they really wanted
Emily Tressiter willing to do what someone else has cancelled on. Yes.
So I like threw together a playlist and I'm going to be real honest.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend DJ'd.
You just picked the songs.
Not even that, oh, really. Right. I mean, I did pick the songs.
Yeah. You just dance beside him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I put on I had a persona.
Mm-hmm.
It was, do you want me to do the bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was like, party people, are you ready to go wild? It's me, DJ Emily Tremolay. And then I was like, take your tops off. And everyone was like, And then I was like, everyone get weird, take your panties off. And it was like, And then I was like, I guess that's just me. And then just drop the beats.
I mean, you know, that classic kind of trades hall vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much a union
electric
vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get all the guys protesting for the unions and everything like that. They're very into all that stuff.
Yeah. At the moment, it's all like comedy festival flyers and stuff on tables and whatnot. The other day I was sitting there and a guy from like a Venezuelan community group came up to the table
he
and
said,
gave...
Please help my people.
Yeah. Fuck. And gave us a flyer. Jesus and I assumed Christ. It was a show flyer because obviously like everything around us is show stuff.
Yep.
And then I actually looked at what he had given me and it's for like a march on May 10th for like actual...
It is really full on what's happening there. Oh, I mean, don't ask me anything about it.
Fucked.
But
yeah, I don't...
It absolutely is not on.
Yeah,
that's the hot takes with Becky Lucas, Venezuela stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
Not on.
Not on. It's wrong and I abhor it.
I like that word.
Oh, yeah, you have to know that I did love saying it.
Yeah, okay,
and
I'm glad.
I did for a second think, is that the way to say it? But then you guys accepted it, so.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think, pronounced it correctly.
We'll just go with that. I won't correct people. It's fine.
So did you have fun DJing?
It was so fun.
Yeah. Is it the first time you've done it?
Yeah.
All right.
You've never done DJing before?
No.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the taste for it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, we're going to DJ in a couple of nights, Emily.
Okay.
I mean, this will be well in a...
It will have happened by the time you hear this podcast.
This comes out. But we're going to DJ together on Saturday night.
Right.
What do you reckon of this, Becky? Mm. Have you ever done like a dual DJ set with someone else?
No,
okay.
Never.
So what I thought that we could do was like do like a battle set.
Okay.
So like each pick each song.
Yes.
And then get the crowd to vote on who had the best playlist at the end.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you reckon?
The only thing is giving a crowd a task on a Saturday night is never that good. Because they're like, oh, we can't.
Or maybe it would just be like, who loved Emily? Who loved Vicky? Yeah. And then one of us will die.
Yeah,
because we'll be so sad. My only
concern with this whole plan is everyone will obviously love mine more. No,
yeah,
I'm just
kidding. It's true.
I just don't want to see you like that.
Yeah, my only concern is like because we have very different taste in music. Like, will it be too like polarizing for the audience? Because not the audience, for the party people to go back and forth, like. Do you know what I mean? I just don't.
It's
true. It's hard to know.
Well, so, what's an example of like if you had to go pick one song each right now, and I will decide.
Okay.
Who's got the better song?
I was hoping to open with Joan Jett's "Bad Reputation."
Okay. And what about you?
Usher. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both corny as fuck.
Yeah. Right. They're both. Real shit and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I reckon they're actually equally
Well, then maybe it'll work well.
Yeah, I think it'll work great.
Yeah, I reckon you guys will have got each other's backs. You know, work together, guys. You're women. You know,
exactly.
You shouldn't be trying to fucking win.
Exactly. Okay, well, maybe we'll just be like we'll just try and compliment each other then.
Yes. Sure.
I've literally never done that. Have I ever complimented you?
Maybe you can start now.
Emily, I think you're very talented.
Oh, thank you.
And hit it back.
Vicky, I think you're very talented.
Okay. Oh, you can't just say the same one as me. You can't just say the same thing. Fuck
I think
you.
You're very powerful and smart and very good with computers.
I got three.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know, fine.
All right.
My talent thing covered everything. So.
Yeah.
You should actually see Vicky on a computer. It's pretty insane.
Really?
I'm literally a graphic designer. It's my job. Yeah. Like, I have to be good at them.
She's like whipping so open tabs, closing shit. Like,
this is what's impressive to her.
I've already been left behind.
Opening a tab is what's impressive. So.
But so quickly.
Yeah. When they like spread them all out, then they pick one and then they spread them back in. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Because I picked up her computer to help her with her new podcast, her travel podcast that she's starting. And I was showing her how to like upload them and do all that sort of stuff. And I was doing it on her computer, which is a Windows machine, which I have not used in like 15 years. Yeah. And I'm like going very slowly being like, oh. And she was just like, yeah, that seems right. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm getting my Mac out and I'm doing it on my Mac. And she went, holy fuck, what are you doing? I'm like, this is how you're meant to use a computer, Emily. Yeah. This is how it's meant to go.
I know. It's always like when you're supposed to upgrade to a different phone or whatever. And it's like I never use
the stuff
on my phone.
Yeah.
Like the other day I accidentally did something. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't know you could do that. But it's like all I do is message, get on the internet, use Instagram. It's like, why do I even need the latest
phone?
What more
do you need though?
Yeah. Like, I know, but exactly. It's like, so why do I keep upgrading?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't use any of the features anyway.
That's true.
I don't know, stupid. To be honest. Mm. That's, I don't know why you do that.
I know.
You shouldn't.
It's just pressure.
Yeah.
I go into the Apple store. I often, because...
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Like, I will buy stuff purely because I feel bad if someone's taken the time to talk to me.
I do. I've done that.
Yeah. Like, when they've talked to me and then they offer me something, I'm like, I guess I'll be taking that.
Yeah.
Because I can't say no. I find it really hard to say no.
Which is why you're doing the podcast today.
Yeah, exactly. Motherfuckers. No.
I knew it. Guilt her into doing it. All right. Well,
you caught me feel in a benevolent mood.
Yeah. Whatever. I'll guilt people into doing this. We've got one week before Emily leaves the country for a whole year.
Oh, right.
So,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
A little bit of everywhere.
And you want to do a podcast? You are not going to want to do that while you're away.
I mean, I've said this to her.
You are going to fucking resent it so much.
I know, but also, like, I just don't want to not be doing anything.
Sure.
Because I want to keep my face, you know?
You want to keep your face.
That's great that you're going traveling. I think it's really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I do. I think so many comics don't. They get caught in this and then they don't.
If I go away, then I'm going to lose my
dimension. Yeah. And I'm so lucky because I didn't start comedy till, I don't know, like 23 or 24. And
at least you had that chance.
I went and lived overseas and did and went traveling through South America for a year and did all that shit. And it's like, thank God. There's some people who just never did that.
Well, because there's so many dudes especially seem to start comedy at 18. Young.
I know. And I'm like, they just get stuck in the cycle.
Yeah.
It's like you haven't actually done anything.
No, you've. What are you going to talk about on stage?
Yeah.
Because literally all you do is go to an open mic night every night.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Totally. Maybe. I've really got the travel bug. I've been thinking about wanting to maybe next year go away for 3 or 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so good. Get around it. Mm. I'm really excited.
I hadn't traveled until last year when I went to Singapore, Thailand, Japan.
Mm.
I hadn't traveled for 10 years, or overseas for 10 years.
Fuck.
And I was like, I need to do something. Yeah. And when that opportunity kind of came up, I was like, well, and Japan was, I want to go back so badly. Yeah. Oh my God. Was the best.
That's so awesome.
Can I afford it? No.
Yeah.
Will I try? Definitely. Sure. We're going to give it a shot.
I think, I like to go away overseas at least once a year.
Mm.
And, you know, I do what I do.
well, you went to China this year.
She goes over there to teach, but she finds that the people teach her so
exactly.
much.
She learns so much.
And the year before that, I went to Nepal. And then
don't talk about that. Fucking hell.
All right. So I went to an ashram in
Nepal. She went to a yoga retreat.
Oh, great. Awesome.
So, Vicky just spies. She abhors it.
Do abhor.
Awesome.
I'm starting in Vietnam, China, Mongolia, Russia, and then through Eastern Europe, down to go up to Iceland.
Be careful in Russia. I'm Russian. My family's Russian.
Yeah.
Your stepfamily's Russian.
So is that a threat?
It did sound like a threat.
Be careful. I know people there.
If you cross Becky Lucas. Oh.
Becky Lukashenko, that's my full name.
I was going to say, it's not actually Lucas, is it? Yeah.
Lukashenko. Well, I mean,
it is,
But
right, but yes. So on your birth certificate, it does say Lucas, but...
Yeah, but it's Lukashenko.
It's not quite...
Yeah.
That's way more impressive than my family dropping the O in front of Hanlon, because it used to be O Hanlon and now it's just Hanlon. That is way more impressive.
O Hanlon that makes you sound way more jolly.
Yeah.
I think it's good you don't have O Hanlon. Like, oh, Vicky or Hanlon? That's like, what the fuck?
It's true.
Yeah.
It'd be too,
you're right.
Too nice.
Too nice for me.
You know,
such a
in
bitch.
This industry, you gotta drop the O.
It's true.
Sometimes.
Well, I think this may not be 100% true, but I'm pretty sure my pop-up, like my dad's dad, made it, dropped it, or maybe... So he could fight in the war.
Oh, right.
Because he was underage.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Imagine wanting to fight in the war.
Wanting to fight in the war.
I barely want to do a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have trouble just getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let alone I've cancelled so many plans today. I mean, sorry, this whole fucking festival.
Oh, yeah.
Every day I'm like, I can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
I can't. do it.
If it wasn't for the, I would be in the same position of both of you. Mm. It wasn't for the fact that I was just in hospital for the first 2 weeks. So
yeah,
it was just
what
like,
the fuck? What was happening? Have you already talked about it?
I have. Okay. Yeah. I had kidney stones. They were very bad.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
A couple of operations and all that sort of stuff.
Oh
it
my
was
God.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah. Someone said you were really sick.
Yeah. Hectic. It was ridiculous.
God damn it. But great to get sympathy, right?
I know. I got so much attention.
You've been crushing it with sympathy attention.
I got flowers and I got amazing. Like my uncle sent me a flower, like one of those edible bloom things, but it was like a bouquet of fruit, which was lovely.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And everyone messaged me being like, oh, I hope you're okay. I'm like, oh, people care about me. Fuck. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Nothing like a couple of kidney stones to really show.
Have
how
you kept
much.
The stones?
No, because they had to crush them up to be able to get out.
Like, so they were, if you could get like a ring made out of
it. I was literally thinking, I was like, maybe a necklace.
It's crazy that we can make stones.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, it doesn't make sense. Our body can just make stones.
Make stones? Well,
they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. I know, but they do so often.
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
I think bodies are so crazy.
Yeah.
Just if you think about it, I know. Even just skin.
I don't like to think about that because then I start getting creeped out and I want to like tear it off.
I know. I hate, like, I just want to get uploaded into the cloud
already.
I want to
be a
series of ones and zeros.
Yep.
I'd be so much better on the internet. I'm so much funnier.
Like, real life. Pretty funny in real life.
Well, you know.
But you're very funny on the internet.
I do feel like, there's just, I operate better there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In real life, it's like, I don't know. Everything's.
But also, you don't have to move to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Which is, like, super handy.
You'd just be basically staying in bed all day and you'd still be able to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking great is that? Fuck it. Make it happen now.
Yep. Someone's listening.
I'm like really big into actually just living here. So if you could slow that process down.
Well, Becky and I will go. You stay here.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. I'm into it.
Yeah.
How's festival been treating you?
It's good. It's pretty, it hasn't been stressful or anything. I'm lucky in that way. It's been pretty chill. But
you've asked people to support you and they've just done it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Support me? it's been okay. Just doing the shows. I don't feel like I've kind of grabbed the festival. You know, some years it's like you're out and about, you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like I see people like already out trying new bits and stuff, and it's like I'm doing my show and I'm.
Who's
going,
trying new bits now? Fucking hell.
I don't know, but like I feel very exhausted. I sleep in, maybe do one little activity and then just do the show and then drink or go home, watch TV, but. It's been pretty good. Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
I had a bit of an altercation. Oh, the weirdest thing happened to me. I was walking. I think I'd had a good show and I was like kind of in a good mood. And I'm walking along listening to music. And these three sort of drunk, I guess Scottish or Irish girls. Sorry, I can't tell the difference. and they were like really hot and they were walking, like having a good time. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. They're like out just blind. How fun.
Yep.
And then one of them. Like her hand ripped my headphones out, which annoying, but that's fine. It was
an accident.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
And I thought that they must just be hanging down, but then I looked back and they got caught in her boot and she's like trotting along and so I had to run and I was like, hey, sorry, can I just get my headphones are in your boot? And she got them off her foot and she goes, no, fuck you. Like, they're probably mine. How do I know they're yours? And I was like, oh, I was just, they're mine. I was just
They literally just came out of my ears.
Like, you just pulled them out. And she goes, oh, fuck you then, you fucking bitch. And then she,
what the fuck?
Yeah. And she picked them up and threw them in my face. And she's like, fuck off, bitch. And then all her friends are laughing and like high fiving her. And I was so angry.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, you know when guys get into fights on the street and I'm always like, stop it, you're being so scary and weird, why do you even care?
What are you doing?
Like, where
this?
Does this come from?
Yeah.
I wanted to grab the back of her head and smash it. Like, I was so
curb
mad.
Curb stomp the bitch.
Yeah, I was like, you've broken, and especially a girl, I'm like, you broke the contract. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
we're supposed to be nice to each
we're
other.
We're supposed to be nice, and like, if I'd had someone's thing, I would have been like, oh, sorry, or like, that's all I wanted her to say was, sorry, babe, and like, give it back, and then I would have gone on my merry way.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't believe that she, like...
That's insane.
She did it, and I was honestly couldn't speak for, like, a minute. Like, I'm standing... My fists were balled up.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And I was like, I can't do it because they will bash me. They were so drunk.
Yeah, and there was
three
of them.
Yeah. I was like, I can't... But I reckon if she was by herself, I would have pushed her. And I've never felt that before.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the festival is manifesting. Like, the stress is manifesting in some way.
The only time...
No, I think it's, like, that's so... Full on
and such
so
a
and
like,
unnecessary
yeah,
such
an
like overreaction to what happened as well, like it just when those sort of reactions happen, you just like you just freeze because you're like,
I know.
Wait.
Yeah.
This did not go in how it's supposed to go in my head.
But then I also know that feeling of being like young, out on the town, you know, in that really fun drunk with your friends and you just think you fucking own
the world.
And you're just walking along like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, we're the best. And so it's like I just got caught in that and I was like, yeah, it was weird. Also, like, I just come from a show where everyone's like, we love you.
Yeah.
I was like, how dare you treat me like this?
Fuck. Do you know who I am?
Fuck, that
people
is...
People have been supporting me. Like,
yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the world of comedy. It's not quite the highs and lows that they tell you about, but it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, that. It's disappointing that, like, a good show high can be ruined by someone.
Yeah.
Someone being an absolute...
The only time that I've ever felt like that was when I was in... another country, and we were
interesting.
I was overseas, and I was having some drinks with two friends, and we went to McDonald's before we went back to our hotel. And this one particular guy decided to start like yelling at the girlfriend that I was with.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Yeah, I was like, you know this story. Yeah, this is why I just decided and just started like shoving her, and so I had to put myself between him and her and be like, get the fuck away from me. And like, I didn't touch him because I was like, if I do, this is going to go south really fucking quickly.
Mm.
And like, but I've never felt that kind of anger before.
Yeah.
And I just was like, oh fuck, to the point where we'd finished, like he'd gone outside, we'd got our food from McDonald's. The three of us were heading back to the hotel, and then he said something to us as we walked out, and I just stormed down the street after him and went up to him.
Mm.
And so the guy friend that was with us had to be standing between me and him be like, Vicky, let's just go. Like, it's time to live. I was like, I want to fucking kill him. But
it's kind of fun to feel that way because you're like, oh, like,
the adrenaline is like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you can understand why guys do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only time in my life that I've ever understood that at all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But being like overtaken by anger is such a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've had a relationship where it's like.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's the worst. Like I've never ever. I've had fight like when I was younger in a bad relationship and you're so mad. Like I've been that chick like smashing shit.
Yeah, right.
Which I can't even imagine doing anymore. And I never want to feel like that ever again.
The only time I ever smacked, well, I kicked I did not mean to kick the hole, but I kicked a hole in a wall when I was 16 or 17 like was having
a teen?
Having a fight with my parents or something like that. And I was walking through a room and I kicked like the wall next to where the door was and then my foot just went straight through it and I was like, well, you got fucking shitty walls anyway as well. Like,
structural integrity of this house.
Both emotionally and physically is fucked.
Yeah, my mum can, my parents can really make me so mad.
Still. I think their parents.
I think parents really, do that. That's what parents and teenagers.
They're the closest people to you and they know you the most.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they fucking piss me off.
I used to fight with my mum all the time.
Me too.
We're now like really close, but like she's still the only person that can like
push
be on
buttons.
The phone for 2 minutes and make me go, ah, like, stop it. I was fine before this phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah. The only time that I've ever felt like that sort of anger with a stranger was when I went clubbing when I was about 18.
Mm.
I was standing in line for drinks and this girl walked straight in front of us, like me and my friends, and like just pushed in the line.
Yeah.
And so I tapped her.
Do not get between Emily Tressiter and alcohol. Do not.
I tapped her on the shoulder and I was like, hey, sorry. Like literally not aggressively. I was just like, hey, sorry.
There's a line.
There's a line. So, like you've just pushed in. And she was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, like, sorry, there's a line. And at the time I still had like half a glass of, cause it was so
busy.
I was like, I had half a drink left and I was going to get another drink. Cause don't get between me and alcohol. Am I right? And so I'm holding my drink and I'm saying this to her and she's like blowing up. And then all of a sudden she puts her hand in my drink
what?
And then flicks it in my face.
Oh my God.
So like my dips, God. Dips her hand and then just goes like that in my face.
I would actually fucking kill.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? I flipped out. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, what? Anyway, and then thankfully security had seen her do it.
Right.
And were like, you're out. And I was like, that's what you get. Don't fuck with me.
That's so good.
Wow. But like, holy shit. Oh my God. Like, are you joking?
Yeah.
That.
And just, the worst part is I'm like, I'm not going to drink that.
Yeah, now you've ruined my drink because it's gonna drink that now. Your fucking disgusting fingers in it now.
Your weird ass hand has been in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, and it's, you know, it's like a moment.
Yeah.
When this is, I'm talking, that's probably like almost 9 years ago.
And you're still like, what the fuck?
It's the breaking of the social contract, I tell you.
Yep.
It's like you're acting, you're not doing the right thing.
Yes.
And I thought that we're all doing the right thing. And
we're all supposed to do this and you're fucked it.
It is kind of crazy though how... It
makes you think anyone could just do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I think that's where that feeling comes from. You're like, fuck, if you're doing that, that means all bets are off.
Yeah.
Like all behavior.
Anyone can do anything. Yeah. But it is crazy because we are like as much as obviously like there's laws and shit. Yeah. We are really every day sticking to like a code of conduct that we've agreed ourselves with ourselves about.
Yeah.
So like obviously people murder people, but if one of us decided to kill someone, that's something you could do.
Yeah.
Which is insane to think about.
I know.
Like I just it's crazy.
It is crazy. Yep. And I always think about like the different stresses men and women have. Like my friend Tom was saying, because he's a skinny guy, he's like, when I'm out, especially at like a place where there's lots of big dudes, when he walks in, he thinks, oh, any of these guys could kill you. About who could kill him.
Yeah.
And also I think because women have such, you know, men kill women all the time. It's awful. And that's our stress.
Yeah.
But then I think men have this stress of like if we were out at a club and a guy wanted to fight our friend, it would be awful. But also people kind of expect that to happen sometimes. Like,
it's not so many
guys I've talked to, like my friend Ray was – one time he was out at a club and a guy just leaned over and punched him for no reason and his tooth fell out.
Fucking hell.
He tells that story kind of jovially. He's like, you know, and then I pushed it back in and kept partying. And I'm like, if that happened to me, it would be so traumatic.
Yeah.
Never get over it. But there's this thing about men where it's like, it's kind of expected. Like, oh yeah, I got beaten up in high school and stuff. It's like that.
That's insane.
But it's just, I feel like the violence of men against men is more public.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Because it's more socially acceptable. Whereas don't hit a girl.
Yeah, even though it does.
Do it in your privacy or of your own home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just think that would be so crazy that as a man, you could be expected to fight.
Yep.
You know, like in the street, you could be expected, like someone's like, stick up for that girl.
Well, that's
I'm scared too.
My story, that's what happened. Like the guy that, because there was two girls, me and a girl and a guy.
Mm.
And the guy is definitely not a fighter.
No.
In the slightest.
Yeah.
And had to sort of be like, hey, let's calm down and everything like that. Whereas I'm standing there going like, no, I will fuck you up. Yeah. And he's being like, oh, let's not.
Yeah. He's like, please.
Please. Yeah. Let's not do this. But yeah, it was, yeah. But he would have been like, if something bad had have happened, people probably would have looked at him and gone like, well, why didn't you step in?
Yeah.
Whereas that expectation should not be there.
No, but it weirdly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Crazy.
Anyway, life's wild.
Yeah, and skin just heals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, true.
I think about that often. Mm. Anytime I've got a cut, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I cut
myself.
That's
magic.
Yeah. Literally cut myself yesterday on like a serrated kitchen knife, like just a regular, like, it's not a butter knife because it's serrated, but, you know, like just a regular like eating knife.
Yeah.
And it cut so fucking deep down my finger.
I hate that.
And, yeah, I know. It was not.
I'm so bad at that.
Good. But yeah, like today it's almost fine. Like it still hurts, but like it was so deep and that's like, magic. Oh.
Yeah,
actual human magic.
It knows how to keep you alive up until a certain point.
Yeah, and then you just
gets you over die. It. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I've had enough now, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories. Speaking of thanks for the memories.
Yes.
Becky Lucas, you have been crushing it.
Thank you.
Really, just stone cold crusher.
See, she compliments everyone else.
So you've got a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
With Cameron James.
Yes.
Previous guest.
Previous guest, yes.
Yeah.
And
we're a bit shitty about doing it, though.
Why?
We love doing it. It's just he's got a full-time job and then we're both away with touring, and
it's hard to be in the same place. Yeah.
So we haven't done it for the last couple of weeks or months or something, but we'll get back to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you guys do a lot of stuff together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You work collaboratively.
Mm-hmm. We do. We started doing stuff. The first thing we ever did actually was make a fake Twitter account.
together. Yes. What a beautiful start to a friendship.
Yeah. And one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Tobias. Fuck, I love him.
Yep.
Tobias
LOL?
Tobias Comedy LOL.
LOL, yeah, that's right.
And then we made some Twitter videos, and then we did some Comedy Central stuff. And then in my brain,
I know this isn't how it worked, but in my brain, Comedy Central looked at Tobias and went, we should give that guy a show.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And send a message, and you're like, now Cameron and I have Comedy Central shows and stuff. Yep.
Tobias's tenacity really paid off. And then we made a pilot, which came out last year.
Which
was
so good.
Oh, thank you. We really liked it. We had a lot of fun. And then, podcasts and stuff, and we like to do things together. Like, I think we'll just always work together. Yeah.
I think that's super beautiful.
Yeah.
That you found someone that you work really well with.
Yeah.
But I like
a double act, but you host stuff and things together, but you're not like a duo.
Yeah, you don't just do the stuff that you have together.
You each have your own careers, but you're like,
we just love to do these things together.
I really love working with my friends. And I'm going to do that.
Yep. Super impressive that it's good shit as well. Like, it's not like, because like sometimes you're like, I want to collaborate with this person, and then like you both suck. Yeah. Like, you just don't work together.
Like,
you know?
Somehow it's worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Two brains have really made this so talented and made this so shit.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
How did you, were you guys just friends, and then it just like blossomed into the Twitter, and then.
Yeah, we always try and pinpoint
the moment.
When we started. I remember we did some person's podcast together, and I think we both, I don't know, we're being a bit bitchy or whatever together, and we're like, oh yeah, this is going well. Then we started doing stuff on, we were like, when do we become really good friends?
Yeah, because it kind of just happened in terms of like social media and stuff.
Yeah.
It was just like one day, and now, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can you pinpoint when we became like as close as we are, Emma?
What episode number is this? Probably
last week.
It's
the best. Like, he's such a close friend in so many ways. It's really, it does feel like you meet a few friends over your life that it's like you don't have to compromise anything, and I feel that way with him, and it's awesome. It's really good.
That's so nice. Yeah,
I love that.
Does he have children?
No.
Okay, right.
No. I would be so jealous. If he had a kid, I'd be like, well, fuck off.
I'm the person you're supposed to spend the second.
How do I know that's not my child? Fuck off.
We do talk about having because he's got a lovely wife, obviously, who I adore. She's the best. And puts up with our shit.
You'd have to be someone special.
I have the same thoughts about Nick Cody's wife and Sloss.
Yeah.
I'm like, Luch, you're a saint.
Yeah.
My God.
But I think it's like, I don't know, they get it out all with that person, so then they can be normal with
their partner, for sure.
But we've been thinking about having a kid as friends. No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
Ignoring it, like he's like not like really not like not
just
clicking
to
with
see
it.
What you guys would be like. Yeah, what just a to child see what, of your
yeah, and then to like. Kind of bitch about it and like make him feel ostracized.
It's definitely a hint.
So we become closer.
I love it.
I hate it.
We want to fuck up this kid.
Yeah. So we're thinking about having a child and absolutely destroying its life. Yeah.
How crazy is it that joke. In the world you can just do what you want?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
it's for content.
Yeah, just be hilarious.
Do you have huge, other than a potential baby, do you have big plans for the coming year?
Yeah, the baby is enough, but
baby,
also.
Yeah, that's huge. We're going to write another show because we didn't get the pilot. The pilot did go to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a bit of money to write this other script. So we're going to do that.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
And we've both got some other things, I guess, happening. I don't know. Fuck. I can't even. I'm quite uninspired at the moment. Besides stuff with Cam, I'm just like, oh, I feel exhausted. But that's just because it's like nearly the end of the festival.
I was going to say, festival is bad time. I'm really
tired. After, I don't want to do it.
This is what, when you said people are trying new bits, I was like, how?
Man, I know.
After festival last year, I don't think I wrote a new bit for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like I just.
It's, well, you just took like a whole big break after the last festival.
I was just like, and I'm doing the same thing again.
Yeah, that's true.
Bye.
Yeah.
Just internationally fucking off.
But you are doing a show overseas, like at least.
I've got some shows in Malaysia.
Malaysia.
If anyone is listening in Malaysia, come to the Joke Factory May 9 and 10. I'll be headlining.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's all.
That's fucking great. Yeah.
I'd love to do that. I always see people going over and doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's like
somewhat anxious.
Me too. I think I would be. I'm like, do you guys get.
Yeah.
This? But it's a lot of expats, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
But still, I feel like it'd fuck with my head.
Yeah.
Apparently like, I feel like doing a gig like 20 minutes outside of the city, I'm like, oh, you don't get me.
So I'm like, not really an RSL kind of gal.
Yeah. So I'm like, Malaysia, what the fuck?
Yeah, apparently the gigs in Singapore and China and Malaysia are all really great for Aussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's heaps of expats.
Yeah. So. I'm like, it's twofold because I'm like, one, I don't know if you'll understand my humor. And two, I'm like, I know that culturally Malaysia has a very different culture. So I don't want to.
What a sentence.
Well, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I feel like because it's quite, it's a Muslim community in a lot. I think, I don't know how much percentage wise, but
a lot.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know whether like I can say all the stuff that I say in my show.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So there's that as well because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I've spoken
to
people.
I'm sure it'd be fine.
Yeah. And I've spoken to people and they're like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not doing anything crazy. Like, last year's show.
Maybe don't like speak out against the government. I think you'll be fine. And that's not really your shtick. No. So
don't begin speaking out against
government. Yeah. Don't start now.
Don't start doing political gear. I think you'll be fine. Yeah. I think they won't mind if you're just talking some shit about your
family. They don't mind if they know you're leaving.
Yeah.
They're like, as long as you leave, white woman.
Yes.
Yes. It's stupid fine. Slut.
Get the fuck out of our country.
Oh, no.
It's that time.
I've been having so much fun that I've not even thought about a hypothetical.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. Becky Lucas, would you rather...
Did you not want to introduce the segment?
Oh, sorry. Welcome to the segment. It's called Hypothetically Yes.
Yeah, we did it.
Where I ask you a hypothetical. All right, here we go. Becky Lucas, would you rather every accommodation that you have outside of your house, so like when you're traveling, there's always construction.
Oh my god!
We didn't actually speak about this on the pod. That was before we started recording.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh well.
Anyway,
You have construction around your Airbnb.
Yeah. So that wherever you travel, always that.
Okay.
Or once a week, you run into that drunk Irish girl.
Oh
fuck! Okay.
You can ask questions. Yeah.
Am I allowed to is she always in the same state or do I over time develop a friendship with her?
I mean, you could try, but she's always in the same state.
Right. So she's always aggro and drunk.
Yeah. Yes.
But I guess you could try and like work with that.
Like each week could I be like, hey, like, and then over like months we become quite close. And
maybe.
Then
she's your new best friend.
Yeah. And then like we start catching up and I'm in the girl gang.
And
then we terrorize other people.
That's true.
Yeah, sure.
Take the power back.
I would probably do that.
Yeah. Because construction noise can fuck off.
Yeah, it's killing me. It was so funny. It was like so corny the other day. It was me, Tom, and Aaron Chan, and we were all sitting around. And I genuinely was like, oh, let's get some fresh air. And I opened the door and it's just drilling.
Oh my God.
And it looked like something in a sitcom. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Close the door.
You're like, if you saw that on screen, you'd be like, well, that's a bit corny for a joke.
Like, that is so played out. But it actually happened.
Oh, God.
I love that. Well, I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah. I love that for you.
I think it suits you. All right. We have one final question. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
I have no idea. I remember seeing the Tobey Maguire one and I thought he was really lame. I don't like it when he becomes emo.
Oh, in the third one?
It's the worst. Cringeworthy. Yeah, I think that's the only one I saw and he's like strutting the streets and he's all like he's got eyeliner all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking this is just so this is what a nerd thinks being cool
exactly
is. And
that. It's yep. like, you're so not cool, funny. You never will be.
Yeah. But to be honest, don't have much many opinions. Not that I'm trying to reject, you know, Marvel and that culture. I'm not trying to, but I just have never really engaged with it.
Fair. That's fair.
Sorry.
No, I don't
okay.
care.
Okay, cool.
We have no invested in it.
We have no
right, yeah. You're just interested in, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Who just has a anyone ever teed off on it?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Like, have you had like Meso and stuff on?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he has
of course.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And yeah. Yeah.
It changes. Which that's, is why I love the question so much because yeah. every single person has a different. Yeah. Someone once was like, oh, maybe it was Angus Gordon, I think, very early on was like, oh, well, he's the open micer of Marvel Heroes.
That's really funny.
And yeah. just went on for about 10 minutes about that. And I was yeah. like, cool.
Well, now I feel that I've not, you know.
Oh, no. Some people have just said, I have none.
Yeah.
And that's literally
and that's
it.
The end.
So it's fine.
Cool.
Thank All you right. so much for being on
Thanks
the
so
Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
Me, guys.
Yeah, you
fun.
Did it.
Absolute gem.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.